Do you know, on average, we Aussies dispose of nearly 300 kilograms of food a year, just gone in the bin. And we in Australia hold the unenviable title of fourth highest contributor to food waste in the world. Now, a food technologist and the Why Meats co-founder, Emma White, joins us because she's not happy about this. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm well, Emma. I do try and eat all the food on my plate, and I'll ask you if that helps. I hope it does. But what do you actually consider? What is food waste, so we're clear about that?
Yeah, anything that we throw in that trash bin, I think, is food waste, or anything that you forget and it leaves in the back of the freezer and it goes nice and wrinkly and starts to go mouldy.
It can look pretty awful pretty quickly, that is for sure. So how can we stop it, and do we need to eat everything on the plate? Is that where it begins?
Yeah, I think, I grew up with having to eat everything on my plate. My kids, not so much. But, it does help. But also, a compost bin, which is what we were talking about in the ad break, is a really good one to use.
Well they are good. Now, you might just explain that. They just sit on your bench top, the little compost bin.
Yeah. Over here in Melbourne, I don't know whether or not you guys have it over in Perth, but we have the council's given us all little compost bins that we can put underneath our sink, which then can go into our green waste bin or in our own composting systems out in the backyard. So I think that's a really good initiative by council to do that because you get into the habit of going, okay, cool. I'll just put it in my trash bin, and then it goes into general waste, and it takes a lot longer to decompose than if it was to go into the ground or with the green waste.
So you're taking all those little bits. So, for instance, when you cut up the carrots, there's the beginning and the end bit. You think, what do I do with that? It goes in the little compost bin, and when you're cutting the onions, there's that outside bit. You think that can go in the little compost bin as well. There's all these little things. What about tea bags? Would you put that in there as well?
Yeah, we put everything that's compostable, even coffee. Coffee's coffee grounds are really good for the ground because it's nitrogen rich, and it just helps with the soil. Anything that is easily decompostable. So not so much breads or anything like that, but vegetative product. Mm.
And I had heard with eggshells, they can go in, but you've got to crunch them up because they just don't seem to want to break naturally.
Yeah, I think that's because of the calcium levels within the shell itself. But yeah, I think there's a number of ways. I think we tend to forget the freezer as a really good tool in our kitchen to reduce our waste. Or if something's looking a little bit too brown, I give the analogy of the banana. Hmm. You know, it sits on the bench and it goes nice and brown. Well, you can peel that off, put it in a plastic bag, break it off and freeze it. And it can be used for a number of applications, such as like your muffins or smoothies. So I think if we look at practicality element of it, I think, definitely freezers.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because there's a number of fruits, if not all the fruits, that you can freeze. If you see the punnets of strawberries occasionally, they can be on amazing specials. So you can buy a few of those, freeze them. And, in summer you could just pop them in your mouth and enjoy them. But in winter you can just throw them into any blender, along with your favourite liquid of milk or other juices, and create some great things. So is freezing something we can do with vegetables as well? If you bought, say, too many carrots, could you put half of them in the freezer? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I'd probably slightly parboil them, or to make it easier, just have a little higher water content and then freeze it. We've frozen broccoli and it seems to be fine. But I think, you just need to understand, if you freeze something, know what you're going to do with it. So, from a fruits that you just said before, putting them into a smoothie or into a muffin and so forth. And I think that you wouldn't actually go, I'll make a fruit platter today with the frozen fruit that I have.
So think ahead of what you're going to do with it. So if you're going to freeze your carrots or your broccoli or your your strawberries, know why you've, what you're going to use it for later. So, and I like that idea of blanching or boiling your carrots, your broccoli first. So it's obviously ready for that part of the cooking process.
Yeah, it helps the freezing process as well, because you've got a little bit more moisture in the product, and it helps it freeze over. But I think, I mean, I read stats here in Victoria that we waste $2,000 a year per household. So that's quite significant in this economic environment that we're all sitting in at the moment. And I think, yeah, little things like that will help. I think we can pretty much freeze any baked good, so your muffins or even bread itself. We all go out and get loaves of bread and, you know, you make it for lunch. What do you do with the leftover stuff?
I'm a big believer in freezing the rest of the bread and sliced bread. It's amazing just how easily it separates and defrosted just in room temperature. 300 kilos of food a year, that's quite a few dollars attached to it. I appreciate your time, Emma. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, John. Have a good day.
Good. Always a pleasure. Emma White from the Why Meat Co., the food technologist, joining us this morning. Thanks, Emma. What do you do where your home to reduce food waste? I'd